This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. For college students, getting real-world experience before graduation can sometimes be tough. In student publications, weekly deadlines give students a platform to learn, work, and succeed. Time now for the ULM Forum, an interview series that looks at the relationship between the University of Louisiana Monroe and Northeast Louisiana. Members of ULM's student-run newspaper, The Hawkeye, are being recognized both regionally and nationally for their work. I spoke with The Hawkeye's editor-in-chief, Sisam Shrestha, and co-managing art editor, Prajal Prasai. Sisam and Prajal, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you so much, Mr. J.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about the Southeast Journalism Conference in February. Sisam, you guys brought home some pretty good awards from that, first of all, right?
Yes, we did. We won the first place for best college newspaper at Southeast Journalism Conference, which was in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
And that's competing against how many
and
other schools?
We were competing against like more than 30 other universities from the United States. And it was great just, you know, representing ULM out there in front of all these big schools and going up the stage to bring that award home. It just felt amazing.
Really exciting. And then just last month in New York City, Prajal, you won first place in the on-site photography competition. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I did. So we went to New York for our annual conference. It's a conference that involves over 100 universities across the United States from east to west, north and south. So it was a great competition to participate in getting knowledge from all different universities across the United States. And of course, winning the award was just mesmerizing because I was not expecting myself, because competing with so many different big universities across the United States is a big challenge, but I'm glad I was able to bring the award home.
So this was an on-site photography competition, so not something that you had worked on and submitted for an award, but something that you took on-site during the convention. What was that like, just being kind of, okay, you guys go shoot for 2 days and bring back your best?
Yes, it was really challenging because I think that was the biggest part of the challenge, to not know what you're going to shoot. They give you a theme at the beginning of the program, and the theme was The City That Never Sleeps. I did talk to my mentor about the tips I could get, because Serzan Marjanovic, who is an alumni of Student Publication, actually also participated in the competition a few years back. And he did give me some advice, but it's just an advice. He also does not know what's going to happen. But going there and getting that work and just putting in the work, I was up late night going out and shooting different people, meeting them, and telling their stories through my photographs. It was a great experience to have. Honestly, Student Publication has been very responsible. I've learned so many things from this organization that has helped me actually achieve this, all the mentorship from Dr. Mapp and Ms. Christine.
Sisam, tell us a little bit about what is it about student publications at ULM that continues to compete so well on a regional and national scale?
I think it's mostly just, you know, the drive and the passions that we as editors have and our writers have, and the constant support that we receive from our advisors. Like, they're just always there pushing us to be our best and do our best. And of course, our readers, like, they're the real heroes. Like, they always pick up our papers from the stands and always read, and they make sure to comment on our website and just shoot us a message on Facebook if they agree or don't agree. Those things just motivate us to do better, like, every week and stay up there to late night Saturday working on our papers.
Well, congratulations to both of you and to the entire team. Multiple awards coming home from the Southeastern Journalism Conference and the National College Media Association Convention. Sisam Shrestha and Prajal Prasai, thank you so much for being here, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.